Welcome, I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business. This podcast and this summer tour would not be possible without our sponsors, so please check them out, go to their websites, listen to their value propositions, and consider doing business with them. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the International Franchise Professionals Group, the world's largest and most respected franchise consultant organization. IFPG's nearly 1,000 members consist of franchisors, franchise consultants, brokers, lenders, franchise attorneys, real estate experts, and other franchise professionals who help individuals through the process of evaluating, buying, and opening a franchise. As a membership-based organization, the IFPG does not participate in any referral fees from franchisor members or brokers, thereby allowing all members to work freely together. The IFPG provides all the tools and support needed to help sell more franchises and close more deals. Far beyond just a network of franchise professionals, the IFPG is a family of established, experienced, and highly professional members of the global franchise community. To learn more, go to ifpg.org. That's ifpg.org. Welcome to a special edition of Modern Business Podcast during the franchisors.com summer tour. I'm your host, Red Boswell, president of IFPG, the International Franchise Professionals Group. We're the largest and most respected franchise organization for consultants, brokers, and franchisors on earth. IFPG is a proud sponsor of franchisors.com summer tour. Well, we're joined today by my good friend Dana Hansen of College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Red. It's certainly a pleasure. Always great to chat with you.
Thank you. Well, excited to chat with you. And you guys are getting double dip here. I was talking to Ryan yesterday, who's the Ryan and Zach show is the nickname I'm calling this tour. And those guys are fantastic interviewers. I'm blessed to be able to help them with this. And I mentioned that I was excited about talking to you, and you've got such a vibrant, growing brand. And he said, "What? I'm talking to them also. We're driving to Florida to meet with them."
That's so funny. I'm not surprised. Omar and Nick are everywhere. So I'm really pleased to hear that.
And it's hilarious that you didn't even know they were going to be doing the interview either. And I'm sure they didn't know you were.
It's a testimony
to the size your organization has grown. I heard Nick speak at the leadership conference, which happens the day before the IFA conference this past year. Man, he was good, and my jaw was on the ground. I already knew you guys were killing it and the size, but the commitment and the money they are putting into that brand is such a testimony to where you guys are going. And they're not just sitting back, taking in the cash and living high on the hog. Those guys are kicking butt and putting tons of money. I mean, y'all's corporate offices are huge. Anyway, this ain't about me talking. I'd love to hear more about how long you've been in franchising, what drew you to franchising in the first place.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And just to kind of add on to what you're referencing, we are in a beautiful 55,000 square foot facility. We have approximately 190 employees that work at Brand Central at the corporate office, supporting our franchise owners. And I am just pleased to be with the brand. I have been in franchising for 16 years. I started with another franchisor who kind of started a couple of other franchise systems, had a lot of success there. Actually went the route of going into the broker world as well, and that was an absolute just ton of fun as well. I noticed that the people that I would direct to College Hunks were always so impressed with the culture, with the with the teams that they would meet, and it's a brand with kind of a funny name. It kind of puts people in a very positive place, kind of makes them chuckle a little bit. We have these bright colors that grab people's attention. And, at first, when I was first presenting the brand, I wasn't always sure how people would react to it. It certainly is something that kind of sticks in people's minds, but, what was that reaction going to be like? And just to get that, reaffirmation from them was absolutely fantastic. And College Hunks had been outsourcing franchise development. I was I was actually contacted and you know, to see if I had an interest in bringing it in-house as the director. And, you know, gosh, looking at the item 19 at the time and how clean the FDD was, and, you know, the franchisees seemed like they were, you know, the revenue was up, you know, dramatically year over year. So I jumped at the opportunity and couldn't be happier to be here.
Well, you certainly fit well, and you're taking them to the next level. Love working with you. So I've always had the curiosity when you're presenting, whether you're with the as a broker or now in-house, talking to a candidate. I would think a lot of them, at least they're thinking it. Maybe they're not saying, "You're old, overweight, balding, not quite the college hunk I once was." Is that an issue they bring up often?
You know, it does come up from, you know, from time to time. And you know, what's wonderful about our brand is, you know, we're very playful. And, you know, when you're wearing the company shirt that says College Hunks, then the answer is, absolutely, I am. And by the way, HUNK is an acronym. It stands for Honest, Uniform, Nice, Knowledgeable Service. That's the service that we provide. And it kind of, you know, puts people, you know, puts a smile on folks' faces, and they're like, "Wow, tell me more about that." And so it's really a great conversation starter. I'm not at that age anymore either, and I will tell you that anywhere that I travel in the country, when I'm wearing a, you know, I always go branding. That's one of our core values, is always branding, and it certainly does initiate a lot of conversations. And The great thing is, even in cities where we aren't quite as established yet, people have seen us, like on Shark Tank. We have about $30 million worth of media exposure based on, you know, kind of where, with Nick and Omar appearing on that very first episode of Shark Tank, and it kind of just building momentum from there.
Well, in the most heterosexual way I can say it, you are certainly a hunk, sir.
That's very kind of you to say. And, you know, fortunately, I'm blessed to be married to a wife that actually feels the same way. So you got to count your blessings.
Well, we'll just agree that you're not going to ask my wife if she thinks I'm a hunk. So I was a franchisor back in the day. And we started a couple, 3 years before College Hunks in franchising. And so it was neat. I was in a weird sector as well. And so I got introduced to Omar and to Nick very early on. And we had traded war stories and talked about the crazy marketing we would each do. And a big part of what grew my organization, and equally what grew you guys' organization, yet another reason why I was so bonding with your founders, is the support. I mean, yes, every franchisor brags about support. They should. It's a part of the franchise opportunity, the value that they bring. You guys really take it over the top. That's part of that 55,000 square feet that you've got, the support. Help us understand all that you, or at least at a high level, what you provide for the franchisees.
Absolutely. I think there are some things that certainly jump out to folks. I think one of the big benefits is we have an in-house call center that has grown to now over 140 employees that are booking jobs for our franchise locations. So we have 124 franchise locations with a call volume of between 20,000 to 40,000 calls per month. And that in-house call center, they take the inbound calls. We have agents that are working to do the on chat and following up on web leads. There's a number of things that they're doing for our franchise owners, and we're booking just a tremendous amount of calls. And Tim Heidemann is the director. He actually was just recognized and received honorable mention for customer contact leader of the year. We also earned best in class contact center. So the call center itself, where we're kind of really doing the heavy lifting for our franchise owners to free them up to build the business, is a huge part of it. I think the other thing is we have this tremendous team, what we call our performance team, that provides training and support to our franchise owners, and we take a very hands-on approach. I think what's also, you know, part of that is unique is these coaches will actually not only be communicating via phone and email, kind of the traditional routes, but we also do on-site visits just to make sure that everything is going smoothly. So we have tremendous training, tremendous support, and in addition to your franchise business coach, each one of our franchise owners actually has a marketing coach as well. So that leads to just some tremendous numbers, you know, for our franchise owners.
Anybody that didn't grasp all those numbers, rewind this and listen again. That was very impressive. 150 some odd folks in the call center. That's insane. Wow. Kudos to you. Well, you started out, this is something a little bit surprising to me, started out college hunks hauling junk, and then you added moving. I would have assumed you would have had a second brand just dedicated to moving, but you guys, as I understand it, combined it. Tell me about that.
It's true. It's you know, it was kind of a natural progression. We started as a junk company, and Nick and Omar really pioneered that, and it had been an absolutely fantastic you know, business. And, you know, there was a surprising number of customers that would call us asking about, you know, if we knew, you know, if we could refer them to a moving company, because we do such a fantastic job with our, you know, with our clients, take just great care of them. Our net promoter score, our customer satisfaction score, is actually higher than brands like Amazon and Apple, really big iconic brands in this industry that is kind of littered with mediocrity. And what's interesting about this progression is there's so many jobs where, you know, for example, we'll be doing a move job, but there'll be items that the family doesn't want to take with them. And, you know, a traditional moving company, they're just kind of out of luck. But, you know, when it comes to college hunks hauling junk and moving, obviously that turns into a second job where we can remove the things that they don't want to take with them. And it's just, you know, the two are really tied together. And this was actually, this last year was the first year that I believe that our revenue for move exceeded our junk revenue, even though it started a few years later. So they're both really important components to, you know, to the business. We're so proud of our franchise owners and in accepting that new profit center. The great thing is there's two franchises for the price of one.
That's a great way to put it. I couldn't agree more. And that, again, blows my mind. I had no idea that your moving segment of your business was so huge. I would have guessed it was 10 or 15%, and you're now saying it's over 50%.
We that part of the business grew by $12 million last year, which is pretty significant. So we're really, you know, we're really excited about the growth, and we, you know, we've added additional staff here when it comes to, you know, from a training perspective, to make sure that our franchise owners are really able to not just grasp but run with it in their local markets.
Beautiful. So I heard a phrase that I'm definitely going to use: littered with mediocrity. The industry is littered with mediocrity. That's a very well stated. So what makes you guys not mediocre? What is so special about college hunks, hauling junk, and moving?
You know, I think because of the, you know, historically there, you know, people have had low expectations. When we go in there, we have four core values that really that we adhere to, and it really governs who we are, and it really kind of outlines our culture. So we have building leaders, creating a fun, enthusiastic team environment, always branding, and listen, fulfill, delight. Those are the four core values. And I think, you know, when you have a family that's getting ready to move, or they need things removed from their home that they no longer want, they're looking for a company that has, you know, that has a great reputation. And our guys are always uniformed. They are very enthusiastic. We, you know, there's so many companies that you're lucky if they show up at all. And usually if they do, they're late. In our case, we show up on time. We actually have an app that our customers can download that can show them the name of the captain that's going to be arriving. It also has the estimated time of arrival. When we arrive, we create that wow experience right off the bat. We may show up with coffee or donuts to really kind of set the tone. And every time we leave a job, we always ask if we could, you know, grab a broom and sweep up afterwards. So we're doing things that are, you know, the little things that make the big differences. And we, you know, when we create that wow factor, that leads to a lot of referrals, that leads to a lot of repeat business for our clients. So you know, we go in at a very high level, and gosh, you know, the people that are doing the heavy lifting, the hunks themselves, these are, you know, 18 to 25 year olds that are really excited about the brand.
That's so rare. you know, usually you got to hire for someone that cares, and it's that rare, odd person. And it's so difficult to train that and infuse that in your culture, especially, if I may say so and sound like a grumpy old man, in the 18 to 25-year-old segment, there's not a whole lot of folks who care a whole bunch about customer service and delighting the customer. And yet, you guys have succeeded. You really have succeeded in infusing that, training that, but also, no doubt, hiring with that in mind.
Absolutely.
Any secret sauce you can make less secret?
there are some things that we're looking for when it comes to recruiting the hunks themselves, and we're looking for folks that have a good attitude, that are coachable, that are willing to work hard, and we kind of set the expectations up front. The great thing is, they have an opportunity to, make tips. And we have guys that do, a surprising amount of, that make a surprising amount of money based on tips and really, making sure that the clients are impressed. And so they're hustling, they're working hard. It's heavy lifting, it's hard work. But I think they love being part of the culture itself. And for our franchise owners, if they can recognize these young men and women that and build leaders of them. When you're 18 years old, a lot of times you need some guidance. You need someone to kind of step in and help you become a better version of yourself and try to figure things out. So building leaders is really kind of the foundation, and then creating that fun, enthusiastic team environment where they feel like they're part of something special. I think one of the things that we do that really is huge in working with these young people is the fact that young people want to be part of something more than a job. They want to be part of something that a movement, something bigger, something that has substance. And we donate 2 meals for every job that we do to a charity called Feeding Children Everywhere. We repurpose or recycle 60-70% of everything that we pick up, give it a second life. So we're not adding to the landfill problems. And then the other thing that we do is we encourage our franchise owners to get involved in local charities as well. And so if they feel like they're making a difference in their community, they feel like they're part of something special, it's more than just a job at that point.
Well, obviously, I'm learning a lot on this call. I hope the listeners are. So any particular markets that are hot for you that you're focusing on, what's the across the country, across the globe, how does that play out?
Well, I'm really excited to announce that we just added a new franchise in the Toronto, Canada area. We have been, primarily, based in the U.S., so we're excited about expansion northward into Canada. But in the U.S., we have some really fantastic markets. Actually, there's some surprising ones that are underrepresented at this moment that are kind of at the top of my list. So from my wish list, we have Boston, Massachusetts, Salt Lake City, Utah, Birmingham, Alabama. We have opportunities in Phoenix. There's opportunities up, just north of New York City in New Haven and Bridgeport, Connecticut. Chicago, Illinois. We have, we're adding franchises there, but Chicago's a very large market for us. And we have opportunities. Las Vegas, Nevada would be, absolutely fantastic. What's interesting, though, is also kind of some mid to smaller markets are on the board as well. And, we had a couple of new franchise owners this last year in small markets just blow out numbers, doing numbers that we had never really even, anticipated before out of new franchise owners. And the fact that they were able to do it in a small market was really significant. So areas like the Green Bay, Wisconsin, Columbia, South Carolina, some of those, Dayton, Ohio, those type markets are on the board, and we know that we can go in there and dominate, those markets. We have a tremendous marketing plan, and when we put that into action, we know that we're going to get results.
Well, that proves the strength of the concept and the branding behind it. Almost anybody could succeed in a big market. It's those mid-size and smaller markets where you really prove your worth, because you've got a whole lot less folks to market to. So kudos to
Absolutely.
You again.
Yeah, appreciate
any
that.
Thoughts? Any thoughts on your ideal candidate? Who are you looking for?
I appreciate that. That question. We have we have opportunities to attract a lot of different types of people. But ideally, what we're looking for is someone that has been successful in their career to this point. They've demonstrated leadership ability, somebody that is going to align culturally with the values that we have, you know, offering the highest quality service, you know, with those core values, that's coachable, likable, resourceful. And I think, you know, you want to have someone that is driven and has that grit factor. You know, in short, we're looking for A players that have a positive can-do attitude and a risk taker that will take our advice and put it into action.
You know, that's not something I've heard before. A risk taker that'll take our advice and put it into action. Love it. All right. Well, that helps identify the ideal candidate a lot better than just somebody who's connected and can sell, which is
and we're also finding that, like, first responders and military veterans just do so well with our system. I think there's, you know, again, culturally, they're a good fit. And when it comes to, especially with the veterans, they, you know, they're looking for something with structure where you can kind of give them the game plan, let them execute it at a high level. And that's something that's really important, you know, to us. We actually increased our there's a incentive that we offer, you know, to veterans, and so we increased that recently to $7,500. We can't get enough of them, and I'm a little biased. So originally, way back in the day, I was actually in the Air Force, and so I love connecting with my, you know, fellow veterans, and you know, one of my favorite new franchise owners is a gentleman in Wilmington, North Carolina. Speaking of small markets, and gosh, he just a great guy and works really hard. And he had the biggest first month in our entire history. And again, you know, small market veteran. That's music to my ears.
Obviously, well, again, kudos to the brand and the training. So we're running out of time, but love to hear about your financials. Your item 19. What can you share with us about income?
Yeah, no, that's actually one of the nice things. I think that there's, you know, from our perspective, we're showing a lot of year-over-year, you know, growth. The average gross revenue in 2017 was $946K. Our gross revenue numbers are for our average franchise system is for our average franchise owners, 1.137,521. So 1.13 million in revenue in our top 25 percentile is at the 2.1, almost the $2.2 million level. So the fact that, you know, we go in and dominate these markets, we have the game plan. We just need folks to put it into action. These are four locations that have been in business for at least a year and are offering both the move and the junk. But gosh, you know, when you look at our buy-in, you know, our franchise fee is only $50,000. We're asking for, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 available in working capital. But with that type of buy-in and to be able to have, you know, gross revenue in our franchise system, you know, per franchisee at 1.13, it's pretty significant.
And knowing your industry, the margins ain't too shabby either. So that's exciting.
Yeah, the bottom line numbers look very healthy. Yeah.
As you're talking, I'm looking at my bank account trying to figure out how I can jump in on this. Oh, financing available. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, one of the great things about our franchise along those lines is we have zero defaults with the SBA. So we have we have their highest rating. Funding actually is one of the easier parts of this as well. So there's a lot of different ways to obtain funding, but that's certainly one of them that we're very proud of.
Well, I'm thinking in the future, where am I going to see you next? I was going to ask if you're going to be at the IFPG retreat, but you guys are elite members, so I know I'll see you front and center in Hollywood, Florida, coming up in October.
I can't wait. I'm really excited about it. Look forward to it every single year. And last year I had the privilege of being on one of the panels, and just love the relationship that we have with the IFPG. And you know, we actually have done quite a few deals with IFPG this year. It's pretty exciting. I think we have, off the top of my head, maybe six or seven that we've done in the last quarter or so alone. So very, very enthusiastic about our relationship.
Well, thank you, Dana. I appreciate it. How should we learn more? Someone interested in learning more about College Hunks, hauling junk and moving, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, I'd love to talk to them. My phone number is 813-557-9999. That's 813-557-9999. Or they can go to our website. If they go to College Hunks, Hauling Junk and Moving, there's an option there where they can click on franchising, or they can go directly to the franchising website, which is the same with franchising. So we have a lot of great information there. I'd love to, and also my email address is Dana.Hansen, Dana.Hansen at chhj.com. So love to hear from folks. If they just did a quick search on Google and type in College Hunks franchises, they'll be sure to go to our site, and I'd love to talk to them.
Outstanding. Well, thank you again, Dana Hansen from College Hunks, Hauling Junk and Moving. You've been listening to a special edition of Modern Business Podcast during the Franchisors.com Summer Bus Tour. I'm your host, Red Boswell, president of IFPG. The International Franchise Professionals Group is a proud sponsor of Franchisors.com Summer Tour. See you in the next interview, gang. Have a great day.